Today's scripture reading is from Luke chapter 18, verses 35 to 43, and chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard the crowd going by, he asked what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He called out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Those who led the way rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord, I want to see," he replied. Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Immediately, your faith has healed you." Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus, praising God. When all the people saw it, they also praised God. And chapter 19. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, because Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Now, these two passages may not really seem very related. They're two pretty separate narratives. But looking at them together, you see certain similarities in what's going on and what we should be learning from these two passages. In both cases, Jesus is traveling and he comes to a place where there is someone in desperate need of him. In the first case, it's a blind man with a physical disability. He can't see, he can't take care of himself. In the second case, it's Zacchaeus, a man who seems to have it all together in worldly ways, but he has a more serious issue in that he is not right with God. He is living in a sinful life and separate from God. So, in both cases, there's this person who knows that they need something that only Jesus can provide, and they're trying to find that thing that they're missing, trying to receive sight. And Zacchaeus didn't even totally understand who Jesus was, but he knew there was something about Jesus. And in both cases, as they're starting to come after Jesus, those who are traveling with Jesus don't seem to want that to happen. So in the first case, those who led the way, the crowd, rebuked the blind man and told him to be quiet. In the second case, when all the people saw that Jesus went to be Zacchaeus' guest, they said about Jesus, "He's gone to be the guest of a sinner." They didn't want that to happen. They did not want these people to come to Jesus. But Jesus did not care what the crowd wanted. Jesus cared about the will of his Father in heaven. Jesus stopped and ordered the man to be brought to him. Jesus looked up and said to Zacchaeus, "Come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So no matter whether the crowd thinks someone is too far gone, Jesus does not. And so for any of you in our congregation today who may know that you need something from Jesus, even if you don't totally understand who he is or what he did, if you feel that you need him somehow, know that if you come to him, he will not turn you out away, because the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. And for those of you who have maybe been walking with the Lord, maybe for a long time, I ask you not to fall into the trap that these crowds fell into. And when someone who is lost is crying out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me," do not rebuke them and tell them to be quiet. Thank you.